This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always thought I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. Got the craziest food you can get at Major League Baseball parks on opening day.
Talk to me.
Today? Or, yeah, today.
Today. Well, I'm guessing you could probably get those foods at any point during the season. Just, you know, I doubt you could have gone yesterday and been like, hey, I'd like you to let me in so that I could get my Seattle dog.
The Grand Slamwich.
Okay.
Is at Chase Field in Arizona. 20-inch sandwich is part chicken parm, part Italian meatball with Marzano tomato sauce, provolone, pesto, and parmesan, a side of kettle chips and house gardenia.
I'm not going to lie. I could do without the kettle chips. I think that's kind of bush league. It's a ballpark. Let's get some garlic fries in there. You're doing an Italian thing?
Dude.
What are we doing with kettle chips? That sandwich, though?
Yeah.
Half chicky parm yeah. And half meatball?
Yeah.
Oh. Talk to me, Goose.
Yeah.
Why isn't that being offered right now? At an Geno's, what are we doing, buddy? Let's get this on there. That sounds delightful.
Bro, that's legit.
Oh,
you can get that in Arizona.
20 inches?
Yeah, it's huge. Look at it. Look at this thing. Look at that bad boy.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
What is that? Does it say what that runs? Like $40?
I bet you 20.
What is the price? $20?
They're not as crazy as you think when they have these.
The price.
When they have these novelty items, they're not too.
That thing's not $20.
No, I bet it's more than $20. Yeah, it doesn't say. Doesn't say. The Wrigley Field has the Gibberito sandwich, which sounds mildly.
Yeah, it sounds a little racist.
It sounds kind of racist.
It makes me uncomfortable. The Gibberito. Daniel Tosh did a thing on this on Tosh.0 where he was like, he made up words or put words together and it, do they sound racist? And I feel like Gibberito feel like that's an insult. I feel like that's an insult. I don't like that. Like, if you called someone a gibberito, I'd feel like, I don't know who we're insulting or what sort of slur that is, but I'm uncomfortable saying it.
Originated in Chicago's Puerto Rican community, the gibberito sandwich contains roast beef, garlic butter, lettuce, tomato, and garlic aioli tucked between two smashed and fried plantains. The Cubs say it's a showstopper.
You know what? I do like fried plantains. They're delightful.
Yeah.
Roast beef, good. But I find that the whole point, anytime you're substituting something for the bread of a sandwich, I feel like we're getting into some Bush League territory. Like, now if you had like a cool, like, why not just put the fried plantains in the sandwich and make it one big sandwich? Because the fried plantains, that's not going to hold a sandwich together very well. I'm out on that one.
Okay.
I don't like where that's going.
They also have chicken and waffles at Wrigley and plant-based kimchi burger. And puffy tacos. Whatever that means.
Like P. Diddy tacos? Underage tacos?
Whoa.
What? Taco and a hot dog? What was the other one that said kimchi?
Yeah, they have a plant-based kimchi burger out there.
Okay.
At Wrigley.
I'm going to a ballpark and I'm getting a vegan burger. Get out of here.
Let's go to Yankee Stadium where you could have gotten the Petroni tiramisu today. Obviously, I don't know. Do you like tiramisu?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either, but I find it somewhat unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Because it's...
It wouldn't be my first choice.
It's creamy and chocolatey and good,
yeah.
But it's also kind of fluffy.
Yeah, if you gave me... If it was offered to me at the end of a meal, sure. Would I ever order it? No.
It comes in a collectible Yankees helmet.
Of course it does. I will say the collectible helmet I am a fan of. Yeah, it's a nice... They always do that with the collector cups. Everything is a collector. It just gives you a reason to charge, you know, $9 more.
Yeah.
I do like it, though, when you get, like, the collectible soda and you get free refills. I appreciate that up at T-Mobile. You buy a Pepsi or whatever. It doesn't work on beer. But you can buy a soft drink up there, and you get the little collectible cup, and you get free refills throughout the game.
Yeah.
That's a nice little... It's a nice little thing.
See, the Petroni tiramisu is made of espresso, mascarpone cream, lady finger cookies, and cocoa powder.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's talk about the Slugger is at Dodger Stadium. It is a 16-inch jalapeno cheddar sausage topped with corn relish, white cheddar cheese sauce, cilantro crema, and crunchy tortilla strips served with fries.
See, now we're talking.
Dude, that's amazing.
That's better. That's more.
That's
of a,
something I want at a
yes,
ballpark.
That's exactly. That's you give me the traditional dog. You give me the Dodger dog, made it a little bigger, and now we put some nice accoutrements on top of it.
Accoutrements.
You threw some fries in there, which is what that Italian thing was missing. You threw some fries on that bad boy because you got to have fries with whatever you're getting at a ballpark. Now we're cooking with gas.
We are cooking with gas.
That's the best thing. And by the way, at Dodger Stadium, I guarantee that thing costs you $1,000. But I bet you that is really, really stinky.
I wish it had the prices on here.
I know.
I couldn't even find it. I went looking for that chicken parm meatball thing. They won't even show you. I went straight to the source. Chase Bank Field or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
what, they don't. Did want you find it?
No, they won't. They won't advertise it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's because you're going
to... It's like fresh fish.
It's going to be expensive.
It's market price.
You are not getting something that big that's meant for two or three people to eat. You're not getting that at a ballpark for $20. I mean, my God, they'll charge you $14 for a Polish sausage at a hot dog game. That's just a regular Polish sausage.
I guess I always go to the value side, so maybe I'm a little off in my price.
There's value side at a ball game?
Yeah, when I did the 999 thing, that was all value beers and value dogs.
How much is a hot dog at T-Mobile?
If you go value, it's like $2, $3, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, and then the High Life's were like $4. $5, something like that. You got to go find the value spots, but they're there.
Yeah, look at that. The old value menu. You're right. $4 for a hot dog on the value menu.
Oh, it went up then because I think it was like $3.
$4 for the on the value menu, and you can also get nachos, popcorn, and other snacks on the value menu.
So T-Mobile also has one of the most eye-catching new menu offerings at ballparks this year.
Mm-hmm.
They are offering the What Up Corn Dog up at T-Mobile.
I'm guessing it's just a giant-ass corn dog.
It is described as a Mariner's Blue honey-battered corn dog with a spicy crunch served with nacho cheese.
That does sound delightful. Here's my problem that I
have.
It
does, but I'm not getting that.
Well, you're going to die from it. Here's my problem with corn dogs, because I love a good fair corn dog, you know, your carnival corn dog. They're always cold. I do not believe that anyone in the history of ballparks or corn dogs has ever gotten a hot corn dog. Is there just they cook them and then it just sits there.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't. And there's nothing more unsatisfying than getting a corn dog that you're excited about and then biting into it and having it be cold. So you really have to sit there and watch or just be like, you know what? I will wait for one of those to come out that's hot, because the corn dog is always cold and it's no bueno.
Other new offerings for Mariner fans include Ichi Wings, created in honor of course, the great Ichiro.
He's throwing out the first pitch tonight.
Is he?
Yeah, any guesses if he's going to be in full uniform?
He'll be in full uniform.
No,
100%.
He won't.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Put your money where the old mouth is. He is throwing out the first pitch tonight, I do believe.
No way.
I saw him walk. They showed a photo of him walking into the stadium, and he had a duffel bag with him.
Oh, no.
Now, we don't know what that means, but he was walking into the game carrying a Mariners bag. I think he's going to wear a uniform.
Don't be in uniform.
I guarantee he will wear a uniform.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
He might wear stirrups.
Yeah, I think he's wearing the full. I'm thinking he's going full thing. It wouldn't surprise me if you see him out there doing the Ichiro warm-up. Yeah, look. This is him walking into the game. Why is he carrying that bag into the game if a uniform and cleats are not in that? You don't
I'm
need.
Nervous.
I have walked into plenty of ballparks. I've thrown out a first pitch or two. Never did I carry a travel bag with me.
I'm nervous. They also are offering.
How about Ichiro doing a big jean roll?
Yeah. Stylish, man.
He's going like mid-calf on that.
They're also offering ice cream nachos at T-Mobile.
Ice
which
cream with...
I don't really know. I'm not sure what that means.
Ice cream with chips?
Mm. Maybe the chips are like Cinna chips?
Yeah,
maybe,
probably.
Maybe like churro pieces in an ice cream? And again, while I appreciate ballpark ice cream, not on a hot day, you just end up with a soupy mess.
Yeah.
Be careful when choosing ballpark food. Again, I like a good nacho, but here's my problem. When you get the commemorative nacho in the batting helmet at the Mariners game, you're really only getting about a quarter worth of quality nachos, because then you get to the bottom half and they're just gross. Because the cheese and the salsa and the sour cream and guac, it all just kind of melts to the bottom, and it really makes the majority of the chips really unedible. You just end up in some sort of big soup-like mess. And it's no good, man. Like, you need to... it's just the helmet is not a good nacho distribution model. Same thing with tots. Never get loaded tots. If you're at a ball game, never order loaded tots. You're gonna get pissed off. You're going to get about 10 tots that are okay, and everything else, soggy mess.
All right, don't shovel dirt on radio just yet. New numbers. Here's Will.